how can we accept such a narrative of hate speech and racism directed at us?
This is Qatar's Minister for Labour showing the European Parliament what he calls slanderous allegations and a malicious campaign against his country. The Football World Cup has put Qatar under the microscope, especially on migrant workers who provide almost all of Qatar's labour. Rapid infrastructure growth for the entire country, with investment over $200 billion, required millions of workers. Gulf states have relied on this transient workforce for years, and often economic opportunity came at the cost of many human rights. So the World Cup was a catalyst for change.
I can say certainly has accelerated the labour reforms. The ILO works all over the world, and rarely do we see change happening at this pace.
Max Tunion heads the International Labour Office's Qatar chapter. Emphasizing the need to do more, he says Qatar's made strides to amend laws and the kafala or sponsorship system and provide compensation for victims. The sponsorship program barred employees from changing jobs or employers. But he also admits criticism over migrant issues such as worker deaths has not always been objective.
This relates to the total number of South Asian nationals who have died in Qatar over a 10-year period. It doesn't make any distinction between whether these are work-related deaths or non-work-related deaths. In fact, it even includes people who are not even economically active. So it's really important to understand a little bit more the context. In Qatar, the workforce is incredibly diverse. South Asians are working in every sector of the economy across all income levels, and they make up a huge proportion of the overall population, 50 to 60% of the population. The figure of 6,500 is certainly misleading.
But that misleading number keeps being quoted on the media.
Someone talks about 6,500 victims, another says 10,000, and a third one talks about 15,000, as if there was a competition. There shouldn't be any politicizing or using misinformation, so we ask that you refer to official sources like ILO.
Workers have told us anonymously about some companies not paying them on time and problems changing employers. Officials acknowledge gaps and point at response times getting better, but they also want the media to make the distinction between companies that break the law and the reforms being implemented by Qatar. In addition to worker-related issues, thousands of single men have been forced from their accommodations. Although this was a municipality issue rather than a labour one, for many workers trying to make ends meet, it's difficult to make that distinction. Lorry drivers had to leave their belongings as accommodations were sealed without notice, as many of them were living in shared rooms to save money.
There was no electricity in the room, no water, we couldn't go to the bathroom. The next day, we all had to work. Some didn't have a place to sleep, including me. One night, I slept in the vehicle I drive.
Officials in the government admit the implementation of reforms needs work and assure the world that the World Cup is just one milestone for the country's long-term vision.
The reforms are based on Qatar Vision 2030. This vision clearly states the needs for reforms linked to the issues. The World Cup has sped up these reforms.
Labour unions say in order for more Gulf states to make necessary changes for migrant workers, the world must acknowledge the reform while pointing out the gaps. They're concerned that a vicious campaign against Qatar could, quote, decapitate the good work done over the years. Sama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Doha.